Some of you, it's been a long time, no see, but we're glad to see you all and thankful that the Lord's blessed us to be able to be here today. We've certainly enjoyed our travels and the opportunity to minister and help in the places that we've been able to go. But it's always good to be able to come back home. Amen. Of course, we're generally, Sister Lane and I are generally able to be here on Wednesday night. But there's a different crowd here on Wednesday night than there is on Sunday morning. So we're glad to see you all and ask an interest in your prayers and pray that all is going well in your lives. like to speak to you for a little while, a few moments of time, from the book of Acts. the book of Acts is a very unique book in the not only the New Testament scriptures, but in all of the Bible. It's a book of historical nature, but it's also a book that's very pivotal and important to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Too often times I fear that the book of Acts is kind of overlooked. Perhaps maybe one reason is because it is a narrative of historical events, but it's more than that. There's a lot of things that we need to know that we only find in the book of Acts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, of course, give us the story of the coming of God in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the setting up and the establishing of the church kingdom, and of course all the other things that are very vitally important to us, and that's of course Jesus Christ saving us from our sins and how he accomplished that. Then we go beyond the book of Acts, and of course we have all those epistles that were written by those men and their teachings, their doctrine, the fundamental truths that are so vitally important to the faith which we believe and which we have, the foundation of those faiths and beliefs. The book of Acts kind of fills the gap between that. It shows us that yes, Jesus Christ had a work and he did it and he performed it, but he left a work for the church. And when we read the book of Acts, we see a church traveling. In case you didn't get that, that's an acronym, ACT, a church traveling. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ he told the apostles to go ye into all the world. Well, you know, to get from the point where they were to go into all the world required traveling, moving, be constantly on the move. And so the book of Acts gives us that story, how they began at Jerusalem and began after the... And it's always been amazing to me, human nature. You know, we get in one place and we kind of like it there. You know, we get our nest made and we don't want somebody to unmake it. But we actually, you know, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ needs pioneers as well as they do, you know, people that are willing to stay in one place and stay the course. If not, we become stagnant. And I honestly believe it's my Thomas Bond feeling that's one of the reasons why we are as the church kingdom in America is because we've kind of become satisfied with what we have. And one thing about serving the Lord, if we try to hoard what he gives us, that's the best way to lose it. The best way to have more in the kingdom of God is to give it away. The more we give, the promise of God is the more he'll give in return. So With that being said, the book of Acts, in the book of Acts, we find a lot of good themes. The theme I want to focus on for a few minutes is increase. In chapter 6, in verse 7, we find that, begin reading with verse 1, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Of course, you know that they solved that problem with the calling of the brethren who were to be of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And they were appointed over that business. And they said, let's do that so that we, the apostles, can give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So they did that. And they called seven men and they set them before the apostles. And the apostles, when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And then verse 7, and the word of God increased. The word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So what had been increasing now increases more. And I wanted to notice here, first of all, that it says, and the word of God increased. Whenever they set these men aside to take care of the daily ministration, then that blessed those apostles and others who were preaching and teaching the word of God to spend more time preaching and teaching the word of God. Amen. And preparing to teach and to preach the word of God. That is such an important part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, not just in the book of Acts, but throughout history. I have always been one who enjoyed reading church history, not only the books, written by the different men, the Hassels, Jones, etc., but to read association minutes, or to read church minutes, or to read a local collection of historical information. After you read that kind of stuff a little while, you kind of can learn to read between the lines, like most people do. Once you get used to a particular subject or used to a particular like a mechanic or a bookkeeper or whatever, you learn the tricks of the trade. And so it is with reading and studying. And I love to read. If you don't believe it, ask Sister Elaine. And one of my favorite subjects is to read about history of all kinds, but especially church history. And this formula that's here in Acts chapter 6, it doesn't matter what country you read about, where the church is at. It doesn't matter what man is writing the church history, whether he's an enemy or a friend or just an innocent bystander. It doesn't matter. Every time you begin to read and it begins to talk about the preachers and how strong men they were and the efforts that they put forth in traveling, and the efforts that they put forth in preaching the word of God, that the number of people that would turn out to listen to them increased. And every time that began to happen, then the churches increased. And every time that began to happen, then the number of men that preached the word of God increased. Well, I've discussed this with a lot of people because this is a subject dear to my heart. I've discussed this with ministers and others and had others want to discuss it with me. And some of them, when they are shown that pattern, they act surprised. And every time they act surprised, I said, have you not read the book of Acts in the Bible? And they said, well, yes, sir, Brother Thomas. Or no, sir, I've never really thought about it. That's the story of the book of Acts. That God sent those men out, and he blessed them to preach the gospel. And whenever they were blessed of God to increase their preaching and to boldly proclaim it, well, then the number of the disciples always grew and increased. And then when the number of the disciples grew and increased, then the word of God grew increased. And so they that's the pattern. We can turn over to Acts chapter 12. In Acts chapter 12, we find that a time of persecution. Of course, the church is already being persecuted. This is when Herod stretched forth his hand and vexed a certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, that's when he put Peter in prison. Then, of course, the Lord delivered Peter from prison. There was prayer made without ceasing of the church of God for him. And Peter was released from prison. When Peter went to the house where the disciples were praying for him, he knocked on the door, and of course, whenever they opened the door, they were astonished. Let me get down to verse 24. But after all this happened, after all that happened to Herod, who was the instigator of putting Peter in prison, then verse 24, it says, but the word of God grew and multiplied. The word of God grew and multiplied. The word of God grew and multiplied. That's a very important part of the growth of the New Testament church. It's whenever God will bless the word of God, the preaching of the word of God, the hearing of the word of God, the being obedient to the word of God, the application of the word of God. And it starts with the preaching of the word of God. That then things are going to start multiplying. Have you ever noticed in the book of Acts that back over in the second chapter, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preached that sermon, and the Lord added to the church all those souls. Brother Clint can help me out on this, but I think that from that point forward, that whenever God talks about the church growing, he doesn't use the word add, he uses the word multiply and or increased. The church of God increased. The word of God multiplied. The word of God increased. It's got to start with adding, but multiplication is to simplify adding when adding gets kind of heavy. It's easy to add 1 + 1 = 2, but when you start adding 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, then multiplication comes into and it makes it a whole lot easier. So he says that the word of God grew and multiplied. Then we turn over to Acts chapter 19. And I think there's a reason that these three times, that they're spread out through the book of Acts. Not just in one place, but these are events that took place throughout the book of Acts. I mean, this is over now into the Apostle Paul's part of the book of Acts. We're in Acts chapter 19 and verse 13. the apostles, Apollos and Paul and all, they're in Ephesus. It says, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Well, that's you know, when you magnify something, you increase something. I mean, this theme is throughout the book of Acts. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. This event took place, and this is just one example throughout the book of Acts. And when those apostles were blessed to do the miracles that they did, and God answered the prayers of the saints and in the letting, releasing Peter from prison, delivering Paul, et cetera, et cetera. And the people saw the miraculous things that God was doing, and hearing the word of God, they responded in kind. But that's not all of this particular. The name of the Lord Jesus was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. The preaching of the word of God grew and increased so mightily that stores, places of business that were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing. They were selling items and books that were contrary to the teachings of God's word. The preaching of God's word had such an effect upon all of them that they laid all that aside. You know, wouldn't it be something if God would bless the preaching of the gospel in the United States of America, and that some of the ungodly kind of stores that we have across this land had to shut down not only because of the lack of business, had not only to shut down because of the voices being raised against them, but because of those that ran such establishments became convicted in their hearts that this ought not to be. And to repent. It can happen. It's happened a number of times. And it can happen again in the United States of America. And I pray that God would bless it to happen. So all of this is happening. And notice verse 20. So mightily grew the word of God. You know, that expression, mightily grew, is the same, from the same group of words that we got the word increased, that we got the word multiplied. And now he expresses it this way, so mightily grew the word of God. Now he could have stopped right there, and I'm going to stop right here after this thought. So mightily grew the word of God. That's a complete sentence. But that wasn't the complete thought that he wanted to add. And prevailed. That means it won out. The word of God increased and grew until it prevailed. It overcame the situation. It blessed the situation to be brought under control. And brought about a situation where because the disciples grew and multiplied, because the word of God grew and multiplied, that the blessings in the community grew and multiplied. When God blesses his word to multiply, when he blesses his disciples to multiply, then it's going to have its effect not only upon those in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, but in its communities as well. And in those communities, when it has its effect in those communities, it'll have its effect in the country. And I pray that the Lord will bless that to be so in our country. Thank you for your attention.
Amen. Appreciate that.